Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
James Barker joining us on the podcast, not only taking time out of his busy schedule, but doing it on American Thanksgiving today. I'm assuming you got a lot of Thanksgiving plans later.
Yeah, we're actually all going over to Taylor's place. We're going over there, the whole band, to have a nice little Thanksgiving get-together.
I love that. Also, then going to CCMA's, I'm assuming you're there this weekend.
Yeah, we're going to be going. We're leaving tomorrow morning, actually, catching a flight to get back there. So it'll be nice and cold, I hear.
I think so, yeah. So someone said. A CCMA memory I have of yours is, I believe you flew in, you did something, you flew out, you went to a wedding, then you flew back in, then you flew out to a show. That's when I realized you guys are road warriors, the James Barker Band.
Oh, my goodness. That was insane. That was like a crazy, that was maybe an overcommitment on flights. Cause yeah, we flew in Thursday night. We played a show Friday. I flew back because one of my best friends was getting married on the Saturday, and then flew back like at 5 a.m. on the Sunday for the award show. And like you said, we flew out the next morning at like 5 a.m. to go to a show somewhere in the States, I think.
Yeah.
It was like crazy. It was like we had like something like 7 flights that week.
That's crazy. All right, so you are going on tour with Dallas Smith next year, or is Dallas going on tour with you? Doesn't matter.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
How cool is that to just be able to hang out with that dude for however long that tour is going to be?
Oh, man, it's going to be so much fun. I mean, we all love Dallas. We've been fans of Dallas before he was Dallas Smith, when he was Default, but obviously we've loved everything he's done, and he puts on such a wicked show, and we've been buddies with him, and it's weird that we haven't been on tour yet so far, so it's going to be so much fun. And then, I mean, freaking going out and having everybody else on that tour. It's going to be like a party on wheels, that tour.
What do you miss about being on a bus? I was chatting with some people about this. There's different things. Do you miss anything?
I do. I really miss, we talk about this all the time, because you would think that it'd be better to stay in a hotel. So a lot of people think that. But the nice thing about a bus is how good the like schedule is. You know that like you go to sleep and you wake up, you'll be in a new city. Your clothes are all in the same place. You go into the venue, just that excitement, probably the excitement in the organization of it. I hate the idea of like getting up to catch a flight when you could just like literally like finish a show, go sit on the bus, have a drink, go to your bed, and then wake up. I remember actually there was one time we played, it was on the Game On tour, where we played New Brunswick the one night and we played Montreal the next night. And I remember going to sleep in Moncton on the bus before it had left, and it was like 10 or 15 degrees. It was raining, and waking up in Montreal and there was like 2 feet of snow. And I remember it was like the weirdest thing, because it's like going to bed and it feels like fall, and waking up and it's like someone threw you into February. It was the craziest thing.
Yeah. So how big is the party going to be the first few nights? Because it'll be the first real, I mean, you guys are doing dates up until that tour, and I know that, but like you guys are going to be on a bus with a bunch of people, big party.
Oh, it's going to be wild. I mean, I feel like we'll be riding the high from that tour all the way through. I mean, the first few nights, they're always like, there's always more anxiety, but also, like you said, excitement almost first few nights, because it'll be like the first time really back at it. And I know there's been like a handful of shows in 2021. But then, you know, us and I'm sure everybody else on that tour, there's nothing until that tour starts. It's before festival season. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be like, I don't even know. It'll be a weird thing, because it'll be like 2 years since the last kind of touring stuff happened. So it's going to be pretty wild. I don't even know what to expect.
You guys are going to Newfoundland, and I know that everyone in Newfoundland is thankful for that, because a lot of tours miss the rock. That's so important. You must love that too.
Oh my goodness. And we've only had the opportunity, like you said, a lot of tours don't go out to Newfoundland, and we've only got the opportunity to play there once for the George Street Festival in 2019. And so to be able to go back is going to be so good. I mean, the good thing is they put that like a little further into the tour. So if we don't make it off the rock, you know, it won't be a complete waste of a tour, I guess, is maybe the moral of the story.
Well, and you're going to be on the rock, for, you know, at a good time of year too. It's not like they're going to send you there in February. So that's pretty good, you know?
Oh my goodness. We might not make it there. If it
was in I know. You got to tell us real quick, one of my favorite stories about New Old Trucks is how you described the Dierks Bentley studio visit And we chatted about this before when the song came out, but I love it. Like literally he just came in, did his thing and left.
Yeah, it was so wild. I mean, you get kind of conditioned in like the 2021 climate for singing and the way technology works, that singers are going to want to use their producer. And if they need to do any behind the scenes touching up or fancy engineering work, that stuff's all going to happen. And Dirk's hit up and was like, I've got 8:45 to 9:45 on a Wednesday morning. And we're like, okay, he's got literally 1 hour. He's like, I can come by, you know, Todd's place, our producer. And he literally came in, sang it down like five times, and then was like, okay, gotta go. And that's what you hear on the record. And it sounds as legit as any Dirk song, which leads me to believe that that's just how he works. He is just so dialed in. Like, it's not like it's like a fake thing or it's contrived. That's literally, that's that dude. It's so impressive from a music standpoint that that's just what he is. He can just turn that on at 8:45 in the morning.
Especially. That's crazy. If someone told James Barker from the James Barker Band 10 years ago, he was going to have a single with Dierks Bentley, what would you have said?
I would have not believed that at all. I feel like that's like such a bucket list thing that like when people tell you to set your like goals higher than you think are possible, that would have been one of the ones I'm like, well, I want to do that, but kind of accept the fact that it's probably not going to happen. And so the fact that now we have done that, I feel that's going to be one of those weird things that I talk about for the rest of my life. It's crazy. It's crazy how fast things like that can come together. You know, you just don't see those things coming.
You got to figure out a prank for Dallas on the tour. You got a lot of time to do it.
Oh my goodness.
You got to prank him somehow.
We're trying to figure out what to do. I mean, those pranks, and you got, I mean, especially for those last, like that last show, you got to get a really good one. And so we're trying to brainstorm, but like the reason you want to do it at the end is because if you don't do it at the end, there's going to be payback, right? And so you've got to say, you don't want to give someone a good prank right at the start, because then you've got another 25 dates with a prank. You never know when it's going to happen, right? So
I believe the last tour he was on, there was farm animals involved and the rec laws and some stuff. So I'm just saying, like this guy might up his game a little bit. So
we've pranked with the best of the best. I mean, we've got some pretty good pranksters in the band. So I feel like we could probably come up with something pretty good. I mean, we got pranked by our tour manager when we played in Switzerland. He actually handed out pamphlets to the entire crowd that said, do not clap after the first song. And we played Keep It Simple, and it was like crickets in there. And so I'm like, that one is almost a little too cruel, but something like that would be pretty wild.
I love that. He goes out on his like, you know, first song, and it's all energetic and hyped up. That might be a good one for the first of the tour. You know, he's been so long, and then all of a sudden he comes out, and then like nobody claps.
Oh man, it's like, because then you get so in your head. I feel like
I know
pranks, because you really need to figure out where to draw the line. Because if you just go a little like 10% too far, it can really put a damper on a relationship.
All of a sudden, James Barker Band off the tour. That's it. Sorry, guys, yeah. Off the tour.
Off the tour. Removed from the poster.
That's right. Hey, man, thank you very much for doing this. Enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner. I wish I was having it with you. It's one of my favorite meals, man. Turkey and stuffing and all the stuff. So, and then Americans do weird things, like cornbread and like all kinds of good stuff, right? Like you guys, it's not just the boring turkey dinner.
Yeah, and well, Taylor's mother-in-law is down here right now too, and she's like Polish. And so he just sent us a picture, and she's got like a kitchen full of pierogies right now, which she makes like the best pierogi. So I'm pretty fired up about that. Maybe not the most traditional Thanksgiving, but I'm so excited.
Pierogies anytime, buddy. That's the way it is. Thank you very much. Say hi to the band for me, okay?
Absolutely. We'll see you soon.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.